This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
As we begin another broadcast hour and the broadcast day of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, thank you for joining us. Jennifer Horn is thankful. Ken Kessler is thankful. Rich McFadden is thankful. I am thankful. We are all thankful, and we will show your appreciation. No, wait a minute. We'll show our appreciation to you by being here live on the air on Thanksgiving Day. Who's going to join me to gobble, gobble, gobble?
I have a big surprise for you.
What's
I'm
that
actually going to be gone all next week.
Really? Where are you going now?
I was going to tell you in an email, but since you asked, I'm going to Grand Junction to be with my grandfather. He just finished up chemotherapy, so we're celebrating Thanksgiving with him.
All right. Well, you can celebrate the pipeline because it has to go. I'm trying to get through my friend Scott Fredericks, who's in our affiliate in Billings, has told me we were talking in the last hour about the pipeline. That's a big controversy, big conversation this week. A lot of people want to have either some say or they want to know it's going to get done or they think it's good for the economy for this reason or that reason, whatever it is, become very political. It's a football. It'll get kicked around for a while. And we were talking about Nebraska and how the Nebraska public, what do they call it, Public Service Commission, is going to have its say. Montana, same thing, goes through the pipeline, goes through Montana. It goes through all of the oil-producing states. So one would wonder, under the circumstances, what it, if you're in a state that will be affected by this, do you think there will be much of an effect at all? What do you think? The pipeline is the most intelligent way to move oil. It's not, if you put it in a rail car, there's always the chance that there could be a derailment. If you put it in a truck, there could be a crash. There is a lot of discussion about the economics and safety of doing this. Sure, it costs a lot of money to build it, but it has a 40 or 50 year life cycle or more. How long is the Alaska? I was trying to think. Was it the 70s? When was the Alaska pipeline built? Anybody remember?
Gosh, I'm
sure
know.
Some of you will run right to Wikipedia or something. And
Rich has got fast fingers. Look at him.
Yes, he does. Right. So under the circumstances, again, using that as a bellwether for all of this, how do we, if we think it's a good idea, how do we support it? I think it's a good idea, but I don't know. The environmental people always. I'm very much.
Commissioned in 1977.
77, okay, that's what I thought. I'm very much an environmentalist. I'm very concerned about what's around me, how my farm impacts the local scene and maybe the national scene, whatever it is. And so I've actually nosed around and actually have some facts. Facts! About what the cows do versus the nonsense that comes from those who tell you the methane gas is ruining the atmosphere.
All right, I've got another good one for you when you finish the cow facts.
Well, I want to just bring it back around to the focus on the pipeline. All these people say it's bad for the environment. No, it's not bad for the environment at all. If there's a maybe if somebody shoots holes in it, that's happened in Alaska. Guys use it, drunk Alaskans on Saturday night go to the pipeline and they shoot it up. That's happened more than once. And so there are leaks and you got to fix the leaks. That happens. But is the danger more if there's a car that goes off the track or if there's a truck that turns over, all of that stuff getting onto a highway, let's say Interstate 25 or 15 that goes north and south, or the rail lines that now, one of the big things, and I don't know that most of you know this, one of the reasons the commodities like food are costing so much more now, when you're in the grocery store, you look at the cost of some of these things and you think, my God, what happened to the head of lettuce I used to pay 50 cents for? Or anything, fruit. Yeah, I bought a whole bucket load of fruit the other day because my mornings pretty much are what I consume for food is a whole different array of all kinds of berries and fruits and that sort of thing. And I spent $100. $100.
It's easy to do on produce.
Buying fruit. So, but do you know why it costs that? It's not the growers are not making it. It's the transportation cost of getting that stuff from where it is to where you are. And that's much less if you use that pipeline. Think about the environmental factors. The danger of, let's say, the car being involved in some sort of an accident or the trailer. But more than that, what I was going, my direct implication with that particular story was the essence of how the oil and coal interests in the West, Northwest, sort of Central West, again, North Dakota, South Dakota, those whole areas, Wyoming, where the oil is, they're using up all of the available cars, time on the rail. When I say cars, I mean engines. You can't. The food is sitting in train cars off to the side. The oil and coal are being, and there's a big fight between farmers, the commodity people, the agricultural commodity people, and the oil and coal commodity people as to who's going to have rights to use the track. There's limited track and limited availability. I've found this fascinating. Drive across the western. If you start in El Paso and you drive either toward northern New Mexico or you drive west toward Arizona, you will see all along the highway, Interstate 40, 10, 70, there are rail lines pretty much on both sides of the highway. And I challenge you, I remember counting this once when I was driving across Arizona, the number of freight trains. There's one after another, after another, after another. And there's very little space between them. I'm talking about maybe a mile or two. You can see almost a continuous train all day long and all night long in many of these areas. And those of you who live there know what I'm talking about. And they're all loaded with coal and oil for the most part. You very rarely see a freight train in those areas that actually have boxcars that would be loaded with commodities, furniture, whatever. It's mostly oil and coal. So there's this big thing now with farmers and the commodities people that broker fruit and vegetables and that sort of thing. Hey, what are we doing? All the stuff is sitting in cars rotting because the trains carrying oil and coal are being given preference. And those of you who, again, are in charge of this or know what I'm saying know that I'm right. That's why the cost of food is going up, because the oil and coal interests are consuming whatever there is available on the tracks. So that's another reason, whether somebody brings it up or not, the reason that we need to have the pipeline is to stop all of this transportation on the rail and get our food and commodities, other commodities, moving again. I don't know whether you knew that or not, but I thought I'd bring it into the discussion. So there is an oil boom. A million barrels are pumped out of, areas in Montana, North Dakota. Montana has one of the lowest unemployment rates because of the oil there. And so whether or not you'd be able to see, one of the things I don't know, and I'd be interested in hearing from people who have some input on this, is there was a suggestion that the pipeline be used for both Canadian oil and American oil to get it down there. In other words, have spigots or have lines that come into the pipeline from sources in these areas like Montana and the Dakotas and Wyoming, have the pipeline available so we can use it for our oil too. I don't think that's been a part of the conversation, but I think it's been part of the suggestion. It's good. This would be a good, healthy discussion, I think. Doesn't everybody think this would be a good,
I do,
healthy discussion to have? Yeah. I think we ought to know how this all works. Most people thought it was all about American oil to begin with, and it isn't. But maybe it could be if these various things were patched in, if you know what I mean. 888-302-3684. Comments? Richie, you always have something to say.
I do, actually, since Richie's quiet.
By the way.
Well, Richie's acting, he's playing the part of Bill Cosby now.
Excuse me.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, I think this is, I mean, we talked about, is this healthy discussion? I think anytime, I think Americans, one of our biggest problems is because we're so spoiled and the food just is there every time we go to the grocery store and the heater turns on every time we push the button and there's always gas at the gas station.
Yeah.
I think anytime we can learn where stuff comes from, I think it's a positive discussion. And I would challenge people to talk to their kids about it. It doesn't seem like glamorous and exciting, but I don't think enough kids know exactly where everything, how everything works.
Well, I think there's too much focus, especially on Monday, on the football games that were played over the weekend. And not enough on some of the other things that are going on. You talk to your children.
Yeah, have a little garden. That's all it takes.
What, to teach your children about food and where it comes from?
We always grow some tomatoes and cucumbers and stuff like that.
We're going to make a big point at Eastley, the dairy farm that I have next year, of having a bigger garden and show. I want to have a plot for children that come into the store. We'll give them a bag of seeds and have them go and have their own little corner and let them plant the seeds and then let them come back every week and watch them grow.
That's fun.
That, you can do that at home yourself. You can do that in the wintertime.
And our kids, Juliana's all excited because her school in the first grade, you get to, they get a baby chick in their classroom.
Oh.
And they grow it into a chicken. Yeah, from the egg to the chicken.
And then what do they
do?
Go get
it? No, they donate it to the farm.
And what does the farm do to it?
Have you met the colonel?
It's the Fairfax County farm. It's run, so they just lay eggs with it.
So I was yesterday, one of the things I did on the farm, most of you know I'm a dairy farmer.
Get a chicken, by the way.
Good for you, Reese. Yeah. I think you should have a chicken. No, you can't have just one. You got to have two. Two chickens. Can't have one of anything. Two of everything. Like
why do you
Noah.
Need two chickens?
Because they're not good by themselves. They'll
really?
No, they're not good. No.
Okay, so I get two chickens.
Two chickens. Yesterday, I was on a farm. A gentleman who runs a farm in a nearby town invited me to come over and check out some of the things he needs some help with. I told him I'd try to help him. And he runs a big turkey farm. He and his, there are three. He's an older man, 90 years old. What a great guy. Had great conversations about farms and stuff. But he's got three people that are actually running this farm for him. And they sell thousands, I mean thousands of turkeys every year. And now they've started to prepare them. I'm not going to use the other word, but they were alive yesterday, and today they'll be dead.
Oh.
And one of well, what do you think happened? How do you think the turkey gets to your table?
Oh.
Yeah, right. So does that mean you're not going to have turkey this Thanksgiving?
You know, I don't know if we'll actually have Thanksgiving or not. I don't know. I don't know how it's
turkey
all going to
go. Turkey
bores me. Yeah. Oh, I love turkey.
Yeah.
Well, at any rate, there are a lot of turkeys that give their lives for people to eat them.
Nothing on
Richie. Yeah. So these guys, there was a pile, there was a manure pile on the farm, and there was this big pile of red stuff. And I said to this fellow, what's that? He said, well, it's in the process of preparing the turkeys. He didn't say it like this. I'm trying to be gentle. In the process of preparing the turkeys, obviously they have to take their feathers off. This was a pile about 14 feet high of feathers.
How do they get the feathers off? One at a time, by hand?
No, there was a machine that just when you just kind of when they're
the turkey's already dispatched by this process.
Right, they've already the feathers come off.
If they say barber trip for you, the turkey's like, whoa.
No, the feathers come off after other things come off.
Okay.
You know
I would
mean?
Want my spa treatment before I got off. By the way,
right. Well, anyway, but it's things that people don't think about. If you grew up on a farm, you probably know all of this stuff. But most people didn't grow up on a farm, and they don't know. They think the food comes turkey. Oh, let's get the turkey. Where is it? Where's it coming from? Comes from the supermarket. No, it doesn't. Comes from a turkey farm. And so that's the reality of what's going on the turkey farm. I'm sure you tuned in to hear that this morning.
Few may know of Willie Woods and the Montford Point Marines, but this group of black Marines in World War II showed the nation their fighting spirit and led to the desegregation of the Corps.
The Montford Point Marines, it was set up more or less as an experiment. This is what opened up the Marine Corps.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy. But it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on the Montford Point Marines, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So when you fill up car, engine, and performance come together to make your drive come alive. Choose Shell V-Power today. And learn how you can save big at the pump at FuelRewards.com. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Time for our one-hit wonder contest.
So good.
For Bill and Douglas and Gordon.
Hey.
Don't write yourself off yet. It's only in your head you feel that out. Look down on.
Great.
Try your best.
Fabulous song.
Try everything you can. Don't you worry what they tell themselves. Your own way.
So what you hear playing in the foreground here is a song called The Middle.
Just do your best.
Do your best to figure out who it is. And when you do, call us at 888-302-3684. You will get a prize of a CD with all these one-hit wonders on them. Or not all of them, because we've had hundreds since we started this contest in the U.S. Have we had hundreds? We've done this for what? All, most of the summer and fall, right? You started this last spring?
Yeah, about 6 months.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to give it a rest. Well, Kenny, you know what I'd like to do?
Can we do Christmas songs instead?
Hello. Why are you talking when I'm supposed to be talking?
Because I have better ideas.
Wow.
My
ideas
are better.
Look at the big man telling the little woman to shut up.
I was going to come up with that idea, and you stole my thunder. What's
wow.
the big idea?
Sit down, and you just be quiet yourself there a little
bit. You know, maybe you should
please.
Be quicker.
We don't want to hear any of your ideas here.
No, that's not true. It was
it's
my idea
show.
First. I had the idea. She stole it from me, just like Bill Clinton stole all those
yeah.
ideas from the Republicans. All right, why are we talking about this now? Let's get to this song.
Yeah.
But I think, Kenny, the point here was we ought to have Christmas after Thanksgiving, though. After
yes.
Thanksgiving. All right, every day
we'll
do a Christmas one-hit wonder. Would you? What is it with you?
What is it with you?
You're not going to be here. Well, I'm annoyed at you because you're not going to be here next week, and I'm liable to take it out on you for
I
the rest
help
of the week.
It.
Oh,
it's
come
my
on.
Grandfather. He just finished chemo.
Bring him.
Big selfish jerk.
Wow, you're really stepping into it here, aren't you, Dan?
Hi, there
the song's called The Middle.
Yes, it is. Right. This is a Mesa, Arizona rock group. Topped the charts during this week in 2001. So if you know who it is, call us now at 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of the One Hit Wonder group. The band was formed in 1993 by Jim Atkins, who's a guitarist, Richie, and a drummer named Zach Lind. They'd been friends since before pre... What'd I say?
Zach.
Well, Zach.
Zach.
To your leader, Zach.
That's how they pronounce it in his native Germany.
Native Arizona.
But he's from Arizona.
Wow. But he has German ancestry. Why are you guys all picking on me today?
Well, hey, you tell the girl to shut up.
No, I didn't
tell her. And then you tell her she can't go see her grandfather who just put his chemo.
I didn't say that.
You deserve a little shit on right
now. I think you did, actually. I heard
Anyway, these guys have been friends since before preschool. The Middle was certified as selling over 1.5 million singles during this time in 2001. They've recorded 8 albums. They've all sold well, but there have been no more top pop singles to come out of the albums. The band is still recording, touring the U.S. and Europe as we speak. So who is this? Or who are they? Liam. What are we doing here, Richie? Which one do you want me to go to? Am I going to go to Liam? I guess I'm going to Liam. Liam, where are you?
I'm in Fort Bliss, El Paso, Texas.
Are you in Fort Bliss? Are you in the service?
Yes.
You are. What rank are you?
E5.
E5. So is that a corporal or higher than a...
No, it's a sergeant.
Sergeant. Sergeant. Sergeant Liam, sir. What's the name of the group doing this song?
Jimmy Eats World.
Jimmy Eats the World, or Jimmy Eat World, something like that. Not a particularly attractive name for a group, but the right answer. So, Liam, you get a prize of One Hit Wonders from us here on Good Day.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Thanksgiving can be stressful, especially if you're the one hosting. From cooking the perfect turkey to the dreaded post-dinner cleanup, you're probably wondering how you can spend more time entertaining guests enjoying Turkey Day and less time doing the dishes. Lifestyle expert Daisy Tay of TheItMom.com has some tips on conquering the post-Thanksgiving cleanup.
My biggest time-saving tip is to skip the pre-wash. Your dishes will get a better clean if you do. Yet, a recent survey by Cascade Platinum and Marie Claire found that 96% of people waste up to an hour a week pre-washing their dishes. Take back your time with a detergent like Cascade Platinum, which is specially formulated to latch onto food particles, breaking them down so they easily wash away, even 24 hours stuck on food. The garbage disposal in your dishwasher hardly anyone knows about handles the rest. Go ahead, skip the pre-wash and enjoy your Thanksgiving.
For more information or to post a review of Cascade Platinum, visit CascadeClean.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010, 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, and in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system, and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On the Doug Steffen Good Day program, a lot of people are talking today, and maybe Kenny and Jennifer and Richie may be part of that group. Maybe you are part of the group worrying about winter weather. I'm not convinced that I'm on the air, actually.
You're not. Why not?
I'm not, because all I can hear is a lot of loud noise in the background.
It's called music.
No, it's not. Okay. All right, anyway. So, you thought last week was bad weather-wise because of the... It wasn't the polar vortex, but it was this big storm that was in the Aleutian area, and it came across and was grabbed by the jet stream and brought down, or at least the cold weather was... And there was some snow and stuff, but, you know, I was saying this off the air to all of my colleagues here, all my friends. I was pretty annoyed by something in the local newspaper here in my town of Framingham. They have this picture of a loader out on a highway that wasn't taken from anywhere around here, with ice and snow and plowing and stuff. And so the headline is, "Morning commute a mess. Look out for snow and sleet and freezing rain." Well, it's 39 degrees. There's barely any precipitation at all. And it's going to warm up to 49 degrees in the next couple, 3 hours. So people, if they don't look out the window, and I guess that's the problem with a lot of people, they don't look out the window. They look at, they go to their device first. They're like, "Oh, my God, I'm going to be tied up. The traffic will be terrible, and I won't get to work on time." And it's just such nonsense. It's, hello, weather. Weather takes place. That's how the planet lives. There's weather. It goes around and around and around. But there was, I mean, that storm was tough for a lot of people. Yep, got it. Cold, not pleasant. And so today and tomorrow, we have a little of the same sort of thing here. Those of you who live down the southeast.
Preparedness saves lives, Mr. Stephan.
What's that?
Preparedness saves lives.
Right. What does fear-based thinking do?
That saves lives.
Does it really?
Yeah.
So we should live our lives in fear because we'll live a longer
life. That's how I do it.
Yeah. Good for you, Jennifer. Congratulations.
No, I guess I would argue that the more people know what the conditions are going to be like.
That's fine. If the conditions that are reported are correct.
Where you are correct is that the news likes to feed the monster.
Yeah,
they like
the sensational story.
We want you to be tuned into the news every 10 seconds so that you'll know what's going on. So we make it scary.
Okay. Richie, could you fix your mic so that we can actually understand you? That's very cool. All right. So there's a hurricane in the studio. Let's sort of translate this a little bit and move into another area where fear-based thinking becomes the reality. You are all hearing the story today, maybe you did yesterday, of Peter Kasich, K-A-S-S-I-G, Kasich, who became the latest American to be beheaded by ISIS. He'd gone over there to help. Mm-hmm. He was a soldier. He'd converted to Islam. He'd been in Syria for a while before ISIS actually showed up on the scene. I think he went over there in the fall of 2013, so he'd been over there for about a year, helping victims of the civil war there. You may recall that we sort of were at war with the leaders of Syria because there was this whole business of unrest
now we're kind of buddies. Isn't that weird how things change?
But you can also argue that we created this, in a sense, because we armed a lot of people who were trying to do Assad in, and it turns out that those people... Yeah, we do. You're right.
Some weapons, and then hope for the best that they don't enter.
Good for military-industrial complex, not so good for world stability. Anyway... So here's this poor human being who's the victim of these brutal subhumans who...
Dougie, here's what gets me. You still have these dip kids who decide that they want to go over and help the fight because they think they're going to join forces with
this guy. Wasn't a dip kid.
But this is a guy who went... I'm just using him as an example. He went over there, joined their cause, and still eaten by his own. Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't get that he joined their cause. Am I missing something here?
Well, I mean, he converted, right?
Well, that doesn't mean because he's a Muslim he's going to be automatically...
That's what their message is that they're going against everybody that's not on their team.
No, that's not the Muslim message.
Well,
that's the radical. Yeah, but you see, you're doing what a lot of other people do and include all Muslims.
I'm not including all Muslims.
Well, but all Muslims are not bad.
I never do that. I know. I don't think they are.
The religious extremists that are a part of every religion are bad. And
so why did he go to Syria? Answer me that question.
Because he felt like there was something to do to help. He felt strongly. I wouldn't do it. You wouldn't do it.
And he wasn't doing it in American interest is what I'm saying.
I don't get that. No, I don't get that. I didn't get that. He just went there.
What I get from the story is that he wasn't necessarily doing it for American interest. So
doing what for American interest?
Going over to Syria.
He was helping people that were hurt, victims of the Civil War over there. I don't know whether he was doing it in the name of America or in the name of Mufuski. That hasn't come clear. Am I missing something? Was he actually over there to create trouble or to help? I don't get that he was over there to be a troublemaker.
I don't think we know for sure why he was over there. But it does seem kind of strange that ISIS says that they want to get rid of everybody that's not a Muslim, and this guy was over there and had converted, and they killed him anyway.
Right. Mm-hmm.
For helping the other side, in a manner of speaking. See, the people who are on the other side. I mean, that's the message I get out of it, whether that's the right message or not. Help yourself. Your interpretation is always wanted and welcome. 888-302-3684. Have any comments? Facebook.com/good day. What am I doing? Facebook.com. Yeah, /good day. Twitter, good day. Show any comments, Kenny, on any of this sort of thing?
Yeah, a couple of them. Sean says, ISIS killed an American Muslim. Isn't that counterintuitive to their cause?
Hmm. Yeah.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you, Jennifer.
And the fact that, well, the fact that all these kids think that they're going to go over there and do the same thing and not be in any danger is my point. It's stupid. You still are going to be in danger if you go over there.
Right. Not that it is, you don't have good intentions, but it's not smart. That's probably the best
Which is what I'm getting at with the word dip and stupid.
Well, a little harsh. All right, Kenny, what else?
They're idiots.
Patrick says basically what Jennifer was just saying. If people stayed away from terrorist-infested areas, this kind of tragedy wouldn't happen. It's their own fault.
A lot of kind, sweet people listening to this conversation.
I'm the kindest, sweetest person you will meet. It's stupid, is what is just the bottom line.
I wouldn't do it, and you wouldn't do it. But we don't always understand what the motivations are for a lot of people who want to do. People are brought up, if you're a Quaker, this is how you're supposed to live your life. He's not. He's a Muslim, but there are many people who believe there are certain sects, S-E-C-T-S, in Muslim, the Muslim religion, that's all about sacrifice, giving, helping those who can't help themselves, that sort of thing. That's not any different than Quakerism or some of the other religions that are born or outshoots of mainstream Christianity. They help those who can't help yourself, so, sort of. I don't know, we'll try and see. The other story here today that is a part of one of my pet peeves that deserves some airtime is the focus the Justice Department has on corruption, fraud, and abuse. Now, what they're doing is focusing on the Pentagon and the military. You may have heard a conversation that I had last week with a fellow that works with me here on the farm, who's a Marine. He was in the Marines, served a tour, and then has become a military reservist, a Marine reservist, and goes to maneuvers, so-called maneuvers, once a month. And basically what he told us was they're a complete waste of time because most of the time they don't have enough money to do what they say they're going to do in the name of training, so they just sit around all weekend in the uniform watching TV and going to Wendy's. So here we have this report today that I find very troubling, even though it underscores what I've been saying. Do you remember earlier on last year? I mean, I repeat this frequently because I think it's more than tragic. How do we put up with this stuff? Why do we, in the name of whatever, you think you're being protected to the tune of $700 billion and people who want to cut the military budget are anti-American? Who in their right mind thinks that after you read the Government Accounting Office report that suggests that if we didn't have waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in the military for $460 billion a year, we could get exactly the same thing we're paying $700 billion for now. And that's basically what the Justice Department, this is the first time I've seen anything that this Justice Department has done that makes any sense. They have brought 237 criminal cases forward arising from misconduct, most of it in the theaters of war, wherever we have been. So it begs the question, if we're not at war, do we have all this waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse? Of course you don't. But there are other situations that present themselves, contracting, procurement fraud, that sort of thing. And then we go back to the militarization of our police. Why in the world do we have all of this stuff? We're spending, according to the latest number I saw, it's $3 to $4 billion a year out of the budget to buy things that the military knows it doesn't need, but it needs to spend the money. So what kind of a system does that? Well, allows it? We have a system in place. Richie talks about this all the time. We have a system in place that promotes spending money that they don't need to spend, but if they don't promote it, the system doesn't give you more next year.
I have friends and kind of my neighbors who live this. Basically, they get calls at the end of the year saying we need to spend another $50,000 or else we will lose that money next year.
Right. I mean, hello, what's that all about? Dennis, what's on your mind, sir? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. Good morning, Doug. You're Dennis in Florida.
Yes, sir.
You know, it just doesn't make sense what you guys are talking about with this young man that got beheaded by the extremists.
What doesn't make sense?
It just doesn't make sense why he was there, why they picked him. And the other thought that I had, what if they discovered that, you know, he was a plant by the CIA or someone, you know, and that's why they picked him. Because the other things, they just don't add up. Why he was there, why they picked him, he converted to Muslim, Islamic.
Do you know what? Any of those things are possible. It's certainly is possible that he could have been working for the CIA. Absolutely could have been possible.
And so, that's why I said, because the other things just don't add up.
Yeah. But that's a good thought pattern, Dennis. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. 15 before the hour. Let me share something with you that we've been sharing now for months and months and months. And each time I mention BuzzBox Coffee, people go either online to DougStephan.com and they see the big orange box that says BuzzBox Coffee on it. They hear me talking about how good it is, more importantly, with credibility. When Jennifer talks about BuzzBox Coffee and how great it smells and how great it tastes, that's because she's drinking it every day. And so many hundreds, if not thousands, of Good Day listeners now are smelling it and drinking it every day because it's really, really, really special. It's really good coffee. And there's, when you open up the mailbox, I remember the first bag that was delivered here, Meredith drinks coffee, and she loves this BuzzBox coffee. And I opened up the mailbox and got out the BuzzBox coffee and the aroma. For somebody, I don't drink coffee, and I don't normally like the smell of coffee. I don't like coffee ice cream, that sort of thing. But I will tell you something. This aroma was really, really, it was attractive to my my sense of smell, if you know what I mean. So if you're really into the coffee and the taste of coffee and really good coffee, this is not inexpensive, but you get the first bag free so you can try it out and experience all these things that I'm describing to you. So help yourself. Call 866-456-7805. That's 866-456-7805. Or go online, choose the best. BuzzBox Coffee, the official coffee of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Join all of our listeners who are having a great time drinking a great coffee every single day. Smell your first bag by dialing 866-456-7805. Sign up for it, get the first bag free, and you'll go from there, I'm sure. A free pound of BuzzBox Coffee, 866-456-7805. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Stephan. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262. This portion of the program is sponsored by the U.S. Postal Service. No one does holiday shopping and shipping like the U.S. Postal Service. Don't you love that USPS that sort of flows right off of your tongue?
USPS.
This is their
USPS.
All right, Jen Jen.
Doug.
You two are supposed to be on the Tonight Show, but it looks like that may not happen.
Bono's having a really bad couple of weeks.
Someone's out to get him.
Yeah, we talked about how his plane had trouble and his luggage blew out of it. And, well, now he was supposed to join the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon for a week-long residency. It was supposed to start tonight. But he had this cycling accident in New York, and he needs to have surgery. So, poor guy. There's no official word on if U2's going to reschedule or who's going to take their place this week.
Could you imagine walking through Central Park and seeing Bono just fall down right in front of you on his bike and blow his arm out?
Man, he should buy a lottery ticket because he's had some weird stuff.
Yeah, the
happen.
Door blows off of his plane last week, and now this.
Really bizarre. All right, Battlestar Galactica Magnum PI creator Glenn Larson died this weekend at 77. He did a bunch of TV series, including the ones we just mentioned. He began his television writing career in the 1960s with an episode of The Fugitive. He created Knight Rider, just a bunch of great series. So he will be missed. And 77, still pretty young. He's survived by his wife and his brother and 9 children. Woo! Holy moly. Now, some sad news over at CBS, if you're a fan of The Millers. Hours. CBS has canceled its comedy. And this is surprising because this is, you know, usually this time of year it's when the new series get canceled. Well, this one is in its sophomore season. And they just hired Sean Hayes. It seems to, it was supposed to be getting some momentum, and instead, wah, 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 by CBS. If you're a fan of Dancing with the Stars, Alfonso Ribeiro, who I think people thought was going to win the whole thing, injured his back in rehearsals last week. He may not be able to perform tonight, and it is a semifinal, so no word on if he's going to stay or go or what's going to happen, but that back injury will set him back. No pun intended.
Nice going, Jennifer.
Kelsey Grammer returning to Broadway for the musical Finding Neverland. Kind of fun.
All right, so you're in the transmission business, in a manner of speaking. CBS may come off of the Dish Network. How significant
is
that?
Just another, it is very significant. It's one of those things where they can't come to terms on a rate. And so 14 networks will go off the air on Dish Network by Thursday.
Great. And how do you like signing up for those kinds
Don't
of
Don't worry, folks? It'll be back.
51 after.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Lady walked into the doctor's office yesterday, right over there on La Brea. She weighed at least 326. And the doctor took her in the office to examine her. He sat her down. He said, "Would you?" He just looked at her, grinned. He said, "Well, you open your mouth and say, move."
According to researchers in France, maggots are faster than surgeons at cleaning a wound. Maggots actually clean a wound faster. You know something? I'm not in that big a hurry. Okay, you know.
Dr. Ken Kronos is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program to bring us up to date on the latest medical knowledge. It looks like there's some news from Medicare, and I'm wondering how many people this might cover, Ken.
This is good news. Lung cancer, Doug, is the leading cause of cancer killing in America, causing over 159,000 American deaths this year. Annual lung cancer screenings for long-term smokers smokers. They may soon be covered by Medicare. This was announced just this week. The reimbursement proposal would cover annual CT scans for people aged 55 to 74 with a smoking history of 30 pack years who still smoke or quit within the last 15 years. Pack years are determined by multiplying the number of packs smoked daily by the number of years a person has smoked. Private insurers also will be required to cover lung cancer screening studies for this group of people starting in 2015. So if you smoked for at least 30 pack years, that's equivalent to one pack for 30 years, two packs for 15 years. If you're between ages 55 and 74 and you are still smoking or quit within the last 15 years, you need to be screened with a low-dose CT scan once a year, and this is now approved by Medicare and insurers to begin in 2015. It will be paid for.
Last night I had the opportunity to share, break bread, if you will, with 18 former colleagues that worked at a radio station I worked at in Boston back in the 1970s, and one of the fellows that was there had had a laryngectomy. Is there a he had
removal
his larynx
of the voice box.
So he had a microphone, a device that he stuck in his throat in order to be able to communicate, and he was speaking with the group and said that the horrors of tobacco and the horrors of smoking did this to him, and he said, I'm a poster child for people smoking, and so you wonder about the vagaries. Look at what it does to you, smoking. Look at what it does to your, all over your body.
Head to toe.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's get people to feel a bit younger as we age. It's always nice to be able to sort of reverse things, Ken.
American Journal of Geriatric Psychiatry this week, Doug. Feeling younger than one's real age can help to preserve memory and cognitive function, the ability to think as people get older. It appears that aging is both a subjective and biological experience. You'd love that thought, Doug.
Yes.
A younger self-image is more common in physically active people with lower body mass index. People who feel older than their age might require closer monitoring as they may be an early marker of impaired cognition leading to dementia.
Good God, what does all that mean?
It means if you want to preserve your memory, just think younger than your actual age.
Younger than
spring. Oh, I'm great at that. We're all great at that here.
Are we? We are.
Just think a childlike. It's so healthy.
Yeah, we do that well.
That's easy.
Yeah.
I'm in about seventh grade right about now.
Well, you're going to all live forever.
You're older than me, then.
Yeah, yeah. And if we all live forever, I hope the last voice I hear is yours.
Resuscitate Dr. Ken will be like, no, and then Doug will say,
I remember that was one of the great lines. John Wayne was talking to Bob Hope on a TV special 40 some odd years ago, and they were both talking about how old they were.
Yeah.
And it was almost like live long and prosper. Bob Hope says, I hope you live forever to John Wayne, and John Wayne says, I hope the last voice I hear is yours. So that's a kind of cool thing. All right. Speaking of cool things, we were talking a minute ago or a little while ago about Heart Factors Plus and how people ought to be using Heart Factors Plus. Ken, this is nothing but good.
Exactly. To every man out there, it's time to improve your life and body, starting at the powerhouse of it all, your heart. Maybe you suffer from poor circulation, blood pressure issues, even performance in the bedroom. Well, hell, Heart Factors Plus can help. Listen to Paul from New Jersey. He tells us, I'm very satisfied with Heart Factors Plus. Not only has it restored my blood pressure to a healthy level, it has decreased the swelling in my feet. I will definitely reorder. Heart Factors Plus is an astounding all-around cardiovascular supplement with an effective combination of all natural ingredients shown to improve blood flow, which means healthy blood pressure levels, improve sexual function, and increase circulation throughout the body.
Blood pressure issues, all kinds of things. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, your head. It's called Heart Factors Plus. You get it by dialing 800-621-6313. Do it now. You mention Dr. Ken's name, you get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-621-6313.
Thank you. With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.